Free Talk Live. It is your show. We're launching here in hour number three. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Continue with your phone calls here. And then we were talking about government entitlement programs, the military being an entitlement program. We'll give you a real-life example of that here in moments. But first, we go to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Eddie in Ohio, going once. He's gone. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, let's go to John in Indiana. John, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, John, what's on your mind tonight?
This is Sean.
Sean, you're on the air.
Yeah, not John, Sean. I want to talk to you about, I made a mistake when I talked to your call screener. It's Massachusetts, not New York.
That's fine. But, go ahead with whatever you're calling about.
Yeah, there's a thing in Massachusetts where they're going to charge a 5% premium on sugar snacks like pop and donuts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know your opinion on this. If
Are
I can read
serious?
A little bit of... Say what?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You, how long have you listened to the show?
It stinks.
How long have you listened to this show?
Free Talk Live, you mean?
Yes, sir.
About 3 months.
Okay.
Well, we think it stinks.
Yeah, it's awful.
We think that if you make a sugary snack for a living and you want to sell it to someone and they want to buy a sugary snack to consume and enjoy its tasty goodness, that you should be able to do that freely, and that the government shouldn't have to get involved, and you shouldn't have to pay them any money as a sin tax or anything like that.
How do you feel about
it? Well, I mean, I agree with you about that, but what I want to know is I'm going to propose something, and I want to see if you agree with it.
All right,
can I read a couple of paragraphs from the article first?
Maybe. Let's find out. Go ahead. I mean, if it's real short.
Yeah, it's real short. It says, when Governor Daniel Patrick proposed a 5% premium on sugary treats this week, his administration presented it as a sin tax, but then later on in the article it said John Auerbach, the Massachusetts Public Health Commissioner, acknowledged in an interview that the main objective of the sugar tax was revenue generation, not behavior modification. Now, when John Auerbach said that, I think he needs to be arrested for theft by deception because he's taken 5% of the money that you're spending on sugar treats, and he's not doing it for what the law says he's doing it. I think he needs to be arrested. What do you think?
Well, arrest would be great, and I just don't think that the politicians are going to get arrested for breaking the law, because they don't.
You're saying the law?
I know he's not going to get arrested, but I want him to.
So you're saying the law specifies that the purpose is for behavior modification?
Yes.
Yeah,
the law says that the purpose is for behavior modification because they don't want you to buy sugar that's going to make you fat because that costs the health care money.
So they say.
Yeah, but then the public health commissioner said that
it's
the law says that, but he wants it to be only for money generation and not behavior modification.
Well, I think that more bureaucrats...
he needs to be arrested.
Well, I'm sure that if more bureaucrats were arrested for not following their own rules, that would probably whip their system into shape just a little bit. So I generally would agree with that sentiment.
Then he'd lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, but they don't enforce their own laws upon themselves. They have a set of rules they're supposed to follow, and they can't even follow the first set of rules. They can't even follow their own constitutions, let alone the remainder of the thousands upon thousands of pages of laws that they create for themselves, and you and I. They can't even follow the first document. How anyone can expect them to follow the others is really ludicrous.
That's why I don't expect a new constitution to fix the problem.
No doubt about it. Let's talk to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the Amp line.
Actually, I'm in St. Louis right now.
Well, what's on your mind tonight, Gene?
I was going to talk about what you guys were discussing yesterday regarding the rights in a democracy and the rights in a republic versus the rights in a republic and so on and so forth. And I wanted to point out that your rights are by the fact that you were created. Your creator created you with your rights. So your rights exist as long as you exist, and therefore they follow you wherever you go. If I go to the moon, I have the exact same rights as I have when I'm in St. Louis. Now, if I go to China, when I'm in Beijing, I again have the exact same rights that I have when I'm here.
Well, the question is whether or not other people calling themselves government will honor your rights. That's really the question, right?
It bugs me when someone says that the New Hampshire government is going to take away some rights from us because they can't take away our rights, they can only violate our rights.
That is correct. And we need to use the correct terminology so that people don't get confused. Our rights exist because we exist. And all that can happen to us is our rights can be violated. Our rights to life can be violated, and someone can kill us. But it's always a person who kills us or violates our rights. It's never a government, because a government is a fiction.
That's true.
So there's always a man with a gun, typically wearing a blue uniform, that violates your rights. And that person, that man, has a name. His name is John Doe or whatever. So the person that violates your rights is the man with the gun, or it could be just your neighbor down the street. But everyone who violates your rights has a name. And your rights are, they exist as long as you do, and they exist wherever you are. If you fly to Mars, you have the same rights that you have here.
Good points tonight, Gene. Anything else?
Well, really, that was the point I wanted to drive across tonight, is that our rights are...
I think you did it well.
...exist as long as... All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Will do. Oh, darn it.
You know, the insidious
laugh that you hung up on him.
The insidiousness of collectivism is that we get this sense of being, we get absolved of our sense of responsibility that we would normally feel if any particular individual violated someone's rights, because we get that sense of, well, I'm doing my job or following orders or
right.
Whatever.
Like that last guy we talked to at the end of the hour there, who essentially said that, well, yeah, if you don't pay taxes, you should go to jail, and if you don't want to go to jail, they should hurt you. He wouldn't feel responsible for the actual harm that would be brought to you in that case. However, he does explicitly support it.
He was endorsing it right there.
No one would feel responsible. I mean, everyone involved would be basically giving that responsibility to someone else, whoever's orders they were following.
Right.
If it was a politician, they would be following the law that's on a piece of paper. The people who wrote the law on the piece of paper, that was voted for. And so a majority of people support it. There's no specific, no one has a sense of responsibility for
right.
the thing that actually happened.
It was a secret ballot anyway. I mean, so even if you wanted to blame the voters, you don't even know who it was that voted for it. So
right.
it was a secret ballot, and so it was just essentially created from thin air.
And listen to the language of the people who say they're voting defensively. They say, well, I don't like the system, and I'm a voluntarist, but I'm going to vote defensively. I'm going to vote for the lesser evil, you know. They're going to try, you know, and someone who's voting for the lesser evil, they don't feel responsible. I voted for the lesser evil. I tried to make less harm, right? So
well, even if
no
the lesser
one feels
evil,
responsible.
Right. Even if the lesser evil wins, they're still...
They're going to harm someone.
Doing evil. 800-259-9231. Roy is on the line in New Hampshire. Or excuse me, New York, rather. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Roy?
Well, it's time of year again. I'm getting all my tax forms and everything for my job and investments and all that.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I think you said you bowed out of that. But as an employee, I don't have that luxury. But anyway, I was calling about that. There's... pretty neat. It's not even really a trick you could do, but if you just, I'm going to advise everybody to have a look into this. You can increase the exemptions that you take on your W-2, which will put more money in your pocket every pay period, and it keeps it out of the hands of the government until it's time, you know, April 15th, where you actually have to, then you have to make up the difference and send it to them. But at least you're not giving them an interest-free loan.
You have to be careful about that.
What's that?
I'm familiar with that, but you have to be careful about it because if you go overboard by a certain number, I don't know the numbers, so there's a certain amount. If you go more, then they will start asking you to file four times a year.
Whoa.
You'll have to start making a payment to government on a regular basis, or they'll ask you to. They actually did it 1 year, and it was because of an unusual thing that happened, and it happened 1 year, and I just ignored that. They never followed up on it because I wasn't continuing to do it. But
yeah, I was going to get to that.
It's a good suggestion, though. You know, the idea that you then hold on to your money as long as possible instead of them holding on to it, maybe even making interest off of it. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Obviously, the ideal situation would be to withdraw your consent and participation entirely. Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute. designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a living will or a trust. Even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com, that's LegalZoom.com. If you use code FTL, you can save $10 off your order. It's already fast and easy, and a heck of a lot cheaper than using a lawyer. LegalZoom.com.
We continue with your phone calls, and we go to Michael in Kentucky. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you doing this evening?
That's great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just going to mention something. We had that caller, you know, he was talking about entitled programs and programs that he's okay with having, but ones that he doesn't, and he's okay putting you in jail. You don't pay the taxes. There's a Ridley report about Bazooka Freedom. Have you seen that video?
I've seen a lot of the Ridley reports. I'm not sure if I recall.
The idea is if we didn't spend the money on the soldiers and the military, we just allowed people to own, you know, the guns and the bazookas or whatever, that we'd be much safer than having a standing army.
Absolutely.
Our freedom.
That's true for police, too.
Yeah. But I understand that how the guy is coming from. I used to be a big conservative kind of guy.
Same here.
You know, I didn't want a lot of taxes, but I'm okay having a gigantic military because they're defending our freedom.
I was an apologist for the Iraq War, and I look back on it now. I was even on a radio show once arguing, defending the Iraq War.
Me too.
Yeah.
This one.
I mean, I've argued against with my brother-in-law. He's a liberal, and I was doing the conservative line, trying to explain it all away. But when you see how much freedom you're losing over the years, and the line is that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms, it's hard to believe it.
Right.
Often the
conservative types, they don't like big government. They don't like bureaucrats meddling in their lives. But the fact is, the army is just bureaucrats. It's bureaucrats with guns. It's the post office in fatigues. I'm sorry, they're extraordinarily inefficient. And I know if you like the military, you believe they're defending freedom. I'd ask you, when was the last time a battle was fought on American soil?
Exactly.
Well, was that Pearl Harbor? Not a state at the time. As a matter of fact, we took these Sandwich Islands over from Great Britain, and those people would have liked to have been free on their own, so I'd call that conquered land. But you can say it was Pearl Harbor, so it was 6 or 7 decades ago, and I don't know that we necessarily had to participate in the Pacific theater of the World War II. We certainly didn't have to go bother with Germany over there in World War II, but before that, a Mexican-American war, maybe that was on American soil. Really, the best, most legitimate war we fought was the Revolutionary War, and I'd still say that that the big government people over there.
That was a voluntarious war too, because we really hadn't. For the most part, we hadn't formed our constitution and all of that when we were fighting that. So one of our most effective wars, we fought it as with militias,
right.
So I tried to get that guy to answer. I didn't get a chance. I was saying why, he's saying, well, the people hate us. Like, why do you think they hate us? Because we're imperialists. He's like, well, he's defending imperialism because people hate us. And I'm like, but that's the reason they hate us in the first place. That's something Ron Paul talked about quite a lot. And he was very correct on it, that we have bases in other people's countries. It's not because they don't hate us because of our freedoms. They don't hate us because we're not Muslim. They hate us because we're occupying their lands and because we're supporting their enemies and things like that. So.
Now, are they backwards over there? Sure they are. What difference does it make? There's backwards people all over the world. What do we have to go killing them for?
Well, that's a pretty backwards thing right there. I mean, the whole idea of initiating force on people is pretty backwards right here in this country. So what are the thoughts you have for us tonight?
Well, that's kind of the thing you say, Ian, that if there was no government, then there wouldn't be a conflict with other nations. They wouldn't have a reason to want to do us harm.
All the really big conflicts have been with governments. I mean, it takes an authority, a government like that to cause those sorts of strife.
Even if someone did want to do us harm, if we had the freedom to actually possess, isn't there Switzerland? Everyone has a machine gun.
Not exactly the freedom, because the law requires that every individual over the age of 18 has a gun. And in Switzerland, and I don't think that's a bad idea to have a gun. However, I think it's a bad idea to force people to do anything, including that. But they managed to fight The Armenian War was financed entirely through voluntary donations here in America, mostly. America was the place to get the money from. And I believe it, Armenian Civil War, I believe it came right after World War I. Maybe it was right after World War II. I'm sorry if I can't get it off the top of my head. But they did it entirely through voluntary funding. It's also true that the IRA, and I know that they're not as popular as the Armenians being Christian folks getting their freedom, but the IRA funded its war against Great Britain through voluntary funding right here in the United States. You can't tell me that you can't voluntarily fund an army that can, wipe out whatever bad person is doing whatever bad thing and do it a heck of a lot more efficiently without involving people that don't want to be involved. I don't want to be involved.
We wouldn't be involved in a lot of really sketchy wars if people had to reach into their pocket and pay for it voluntarily either. I mean, absolutely. That would be quite a check on violence right there. As if if you really are fearing for your life, especially the people who have the most to lose, which is the wealthy people, those who are really in fear of losing something, they will fund some defense if there's true fear there.
A General Smedley Butler, two-time winner of the Medal of Honor, wrote a book called War is a Racket. He said that, the war is the health of the state, that you've got to watch out for these people. They will fight wars all over the place.
That's
what they're doing. Dwight D. Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. Republicans, listen to me. They are lying to you about the danger that you're in. They're scaring you so that they can go kill people and make things that go boom. It costs a lot of money to make those things that go boom, and the companies that make those things that go boom want you to be forced to have to pay for them.
Thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. In fact, speaking of those companies and those things, I was on a website just looking at some show prep, and I noticed an advertisement for a website, Preserve Raptor Jobs. Preserve Raptor jobs now. Production of the world's most advanced fighter aircraft, the F-22 Raptor, is in jeopardy. Your help is needed to urge the Obama administration to save more than 95,000 American jobs and more than $12 billion in national economic activity. Now, it's true that it is economic activity in that it's money transferring from one account to another, but it's not productive economic activity. It's not activity that's actually demanded by real consumers in a real free marketplace. This is activity that's created by the government for their friends in the weapons industry.
Yeah, this is the broken window fallacy. There's this notion that what they're failing to acknowledge when they say we're going to save jobs, we have to keep this alive, it's going to cause economic harm, is what they don't acknowledge is that they're causing $12 billion of economic harm when they tax people to pay for this. So that's $12 billion that would have been in the market and would have been selected, it would have been selected by the market by what people need. So it's just shifting it from one place to another. It's not creating anything.
And there's a really – I'm going to continue with this here in a moment. We'll also continue with your phone calls. Just a little bit more about this Preserve Raptor Jobs website. Well, you hear their line, their sales pitch here. Obviously, they're pitching to the military supporters out there, and we'll get to it here in moments. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, including the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. A few more thoughts here. We'll get right back into your phone calls in moments. Preserve Raptor Jobs. Saw a link on the internet. Figured I'd see what that was all about. And indeed, it's a perfect example of the military-industrial complex in action and perfect example of how all it really is, the military-industrial complex, is yet another government program where people in power grant special favors to their buddies in industry. And that's what's happening here.
It's welfare for Republicans.
Yes. In fact, this is what the website says. Act now to save the F-22 Raptor. It's in jeopardy. Basically, if Obama doesn't sign a piece of paper at the beginning of his term, then the Raptor production will be halted, meaning that the people whose jobs depend on the Raptors will allegedly lose their jobs, and whoever is
horrible things will happen.
Yeah, here's their excuse. This is their pitch. And remember, this is being targeted at the conservative types, the law and order military type folks. Here's what their pitch is: keeping the production line of this model aerospace program open is not another bailout. Rather, it simply requires that the new administration release funds already authorized by Congress to continue a successful program. By law, President-elect Obama must decide whether to continue the Raptor program during his first weeks in office. Please fill out this petition and send it to blah, 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 blah. So they're saying, hey, we know you guys are concerned about the bailout, but this isn't a bailout. It's an already existing program that we're just authorizing to continue in perpetuity. It's no big deal.
You know, this stimulus package that all the Republicans are so upset about because it's full of pork is really just a program to build roads and bridges and infrastructure and bullcrap in your local community. I mean, what's the problem
what's wrong with
that?
Right?
What's wrong with it? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. When the government when the government gets involved, spending gets out of hand. It's nothing comes in on time or in budget because the government doesn't really care. It's not their money. It's yours. And that's the same thing's true with the Raptor F-22.
Oh, yeah. See, but they don't see that, do they? Because that's their favorite program. It's easy for these conservative types to see the waste in other government programs. But when it comes to their favorite program, $12 billion, we need to have that money spent because we need more of these planes to bomb brown people around the world.
It's not. Oops, sorry,
that's exactly what that guy sounded like when he was saying what did he call them?
I'm not
blanking. Entitlement programs are so bad. We got to have a military. We got to have the war in Iraq. The war in Iraq was worth it. You know, so it's like, once again, it was his baby in government. He was protecting his baby, other people protecting their baby, and so we get all of it, and we get all of it in space.
Nothing the government's ever done has been worth it. Nothing. I mean, they can't do anything. They are not incentivized in the manner of a free market, so the things that they produce are not worth what they've gotten produced.
We continue with your phone calls. Chris is on the line in New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris? New Hampshire, Chris? Are you there, sir? Chris going once?
Yes.
Chris,
can you hear me?
There you are. This is Chris Lawless.
Yes.
Chris Lawless, the organizer of the 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, Chris.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Chris, you're supposed to identify yourself as Dreepa. That way we know who we're talking to.
This is the Dreepa calling.
Dreepa on the forums.
So what are you calling about tonight?
I have four quick updates for you about the Liberty Forum. I wanted to just fill you in on some changes since the last time I called in.
Okay, please do.
The first thing we have Thursday night, we have something a little bit different this year. We're going to actually have a comedian.
Really?
His name is Aaron David Ward, and he's a libertarian, and he contacted me. I've watched a bunch of his stuff on YouTube, and he'll be performing about 7, 8 o'clock on Thursday night.
That's really awesome.
Very cool. A reason for people to arrive early at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which we've been talking about for months now on the show. It's coming up in early March, first weekend in March the 5th through the 8th. Going to be through, again, Thursday through Sunday. Lots of stuff is going to be happening. The schedule is now up at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get a discount of 10% by using the Free Talk Live discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. And there's just this whole list of speakers. Are you calling to announce a new speaker in one of your four things?
I do. I have three new speakers besides the comedian.
Okay.
One is a guy named Tom Mullen. He wrote a book called A Return to Common Sense. Basically, people might remember the book Common Sense by Tom Paine, who kind of awakened the revolutionary spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to do the same thing. He wants to reawaken liberty in America. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, he's got a great book. He'll be up there talking about his book and, you know, speaking about common sense.
Cool. Who else?
So I also have Representative Itza, who's making kind of a big splash over the Internet these days. He proposed a bill that was heard today in New Hampshire, a resolution affirming the state's rights based on Jeffersonian principles.
We've been getting a lot of emails about that particular piece of legislation, and I heard that there was a really great turnout today in support of it. So all indicators, early indicators at least, are pretty positive on this thing. So so one of the sponsors will be there to answer questions and talk to people?
Yes, he'll be talking about the New Hampshire Constitution, what makes it unique, and he'll be talking about this resolution in particular. Hopefully it will have passed by then, which will be absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Well, who else?
And then our Friday night keynote speaker will be Mary Ruart from Healing Our World.
Ooh, that's the one that really got me excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty jazzed up. I mean, we already knew that she was going to be at the Liberty Forum, but this is pretty big news that you've decided to essentially promote her to the Friday night keynote speech. That's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. How can you not love her book? It's really as simple as that. And she is what everyone, if you read that book and you're not a libertarian, maybe you don't know how to read.
No. Or you're just a black-hearted sicko. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I wasn't really excited about doing keynote dinners, and I was going to try and sell my keynote dinner tickets or something, and now I want to go. So,
right. Hopefully next week I'll have the closing speaker, which I know at least all three of you will love. I'm just trying to work out some logistics with the speaker. So hopefully I can call back. And there is one other minor
Chris, thing. Tantalizing. I say tantalizing. What else do you have for us tonight?
Well, one small thing is many people might know that SACL CII is boycotting Liberty Forum. I think everyone should call Jason up and tell him he should be coming to New Hampshire to participate in the Liberty Forum this year.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. All right, now that you've brought this out on the air, we're going to talk about it because we've been avoiding discussing this. Simply because obviously we want to promote the Liberty Forum and not say anything negative. The reason
and Jason asked us, to do the right thing, to be nice. He asked us to. So
I'm not going to speak for Jason. I'm going to recount my understanding of the situation. It was at the last year's Liberty Forum. He was enjoying some beverages. Some adult beverages, and they cut him off at a certain point.
The big Lebarski.
He was pretty upset about being cut off, as he had not caused any sort of problem, to my understanding, and the hotel refused to do anything to really make good with a customer who spent, I believe, over $600 on drinks in one evening alone, if I'm not mistaken. And so the hotel was not willing to do anything for him as a customer.
That was my impression too. He wasn't boycotting Liberty Forum. He was boycotting the Crown. The
hotel. Absolutely. Everything you just said is 100% factual. So I hold no ill will towards Jason at all. He knows that. So,
I wish he'd come.
I do too. So, but you know what? I actually respect his decision. We had long talks about it, so.
So speaking of the hotel there, Dripa, told me in an email that there's no smoking in the hotel now. Now, please tell me that this is a hotel rule and not a New Hampshire law that slipped by me.
The hotel chain voluntarily went smoking free on January 1st. It is not a law. They decided on their own to do this.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Update from the Liberty Forum, Chris Lawless.
I hope that's just for tobacco.
That's a good point. Thanks, Chris, for the call tonight and the update. More, if you want more on the Liberty Forum, head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Dr. Mary Ruart now announced as the Friday night keynote speaker, and I've got my fingers crossed. If we're lucky, she'll sign up for the Free State Project over that weekend, maybe while she's on stage. That would be really cool. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features we give to you free. So enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. If you want to help Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. A long list of things you can do that are mostly completely free. There are a few low-cost things in there as well. Great ways to get the show into more ears around the world over at promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and we talk to Brandon in Texas. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live. Brandon in Texas.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Hi. How you guys?
What's on your mind, Brandon?
I wanted to call in about how charities would work in the free market. Nowadays charities are incentivized monetarily to not hoard their money and not to do things by profit because of tax incentives, right?
I don't know much about how charities work today. You're saying they're incentivized to spend everything?
No, they're incentivized to be honest and not be for profit because of tax benefits.
I'm still a little confused as to what you're
saying. They're tax free because they're charities as opposed to being businesses.
Right. I was wondering how in the free market, since what incentives they have to be honest in the free market, since there's no government giving them the reason to be honest there.
There are other ways of oversight of organizations that are much more effective. I mean, people, you build a reputation, and if you want people to donate money to you, you need to be as transparent as possible. I mean, you need to build trust in them. So,
the number one answer is competition, and it's the reason why they're honest today. It's not necessarily because there's government regulations around, but because somebody else can go and start up a competing charity and say, well, if these guys are shifty over here, if I just show how transparent my operation is, then I'll get some of their donations over in my operation. And so it's the competition in the charitable marketplace that keeps people honest, and that competition would continue and would be even probably better in the absence of the government regulations, because you could support whatever you wanted to support based on the reasons you thought they were worth supporting.
And I can't even imagine how much more efficiency they'll get, how much more bang for the buck they'll be able to accomplish without all the oversight and regulations and crap they have to put up with right now.
Brandon?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to play devil's advocate, and I was trying to argue this with a socialist the other day. He kind of got me there. No. He tried to give me the I told him, well, there would be like rating companies that would give sort of a charities a stamp of approval saying that they're okay. And he gave me with, what would keep the charities from paying them off. And I, you know, it was just,
they're doing that now with government. I mean, not just charities, but almost every organization out there is, you know, buying off government. It's extremely expedient to do right now is to lobby the government to get things the way you want them.
Right. People want transparency in their charities. People want to know that their money's going where they want it to go. Some people are willing to look into that harder than others, but a charity can't make it if somebody's looking into it hard and then finds out.
And then publicizes.
Right, yeah. Then publicizes it. And on the Internet, in the world of the Internet, information flows very quickly. Some of that information is, this charity stinks. And they, you know, it's just not gonna. You just can't do it. You cannot run a charity anymore that isn't transparent enough. I mean, I'm sure there's some out there, little ones, but they're not going to get to be big. They're not going to be important.
I think what bothers me is a lot of people have this notion that they want to, like, that we do not live in a perfect world. Corruption is something that's going to happen no matter what. And the most important thing to acknowledge and realize is that government isn't preventing it. Not, you know, quite the opposite, in fact.
It's institutionalizing it.
Right. So it's not that corruption is going to go away and that we aren't going to have any corruption if the government's not there. It's just, we're just getting rid of, like, the biggest, worst one, that's all.
Does that help, Brandon?
Yeah, it does.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eddie in Ohio. Nope, he's gone. Let's talk to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening to you guys.
Sean, what's on your side?
One story that one of the other broadcasters on your network reported today that really caught my attention was there's some kind of scandal around one of the big peanut butter manufacturers because I guess they had a batch that was tainted with salmonella. And
I said I had heard about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. And now there's consumer advocacy organizations and there's some politicians who are jumping on board calling for expansion of the FDA's authority and to give the FDA the authority to track purchases now of anything made in a food factory. And there's two things that concern me about that. One, it's going to make it cost prohibitive for any small food manufacturers because the level of regulation that the FDA will be imposing if this kind of legislation passes is just going to be off the charts. Two, we're looking at a very, very, very serious threat to civil liberties. If the FDA or any other federal agency for that matter gets expanded authority to track everything with those microchips or whatever other type of tool they might use for tracking.
Yeah, that sounds like quite a overarching bureaucracy that you're talking about. You're saying, if I'm understanding you right, you're saying that these new FDA regulations may require that a manufacturer of a food product somehow track out exactly to where, I mean, already there's inventory and tracking and things like that, but you're talking about laying over some sort of bureaucratic oversight to this where the federal bureaucracy will essentially have access to all shipping records and information about what was shipped to where and when, and all of that will essentially then become available to the federal government. And I think you're absolutely right when you point out that a small manufacturer that may be doing a little bit of business in a regional sort of capacity is going to have a difficult time implementing a system like that.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it will make it cost prohibitive for any small or even mid-sized manufacturer to even stay in business.
They're looking at really putting a lot of people out of business here, because if that's going to go on in the food realm, we were just talking last night about the new toy regulations that are going to put small toy manufacturers out of business because they'll have to do all kinds of testing on their toys. We're going to be down to just the big boys here within the next few years, the way it's sounding like. They're going to regulate the little guys right out of business.
You know, this is totally bass-ackwards to the way the market works. Anything that if something fails in the market, it fails and goes away and something better replaces it. It's in government, it's like it never occurs to them that the program, the FDA, failed to stop the salmonella or whatever. And it never occurs to them that the FDA is a bad idea. It always means that it doesn't have enough money. It's notorious in the education system. The education system keeps getting worse and worse, and so they keep pumping more and more money into it, and it just keeps getting worse, and the answer is always, it doesn't have enough money.
Sean, good call tonight. Thank you for it. Let's talk to Jonathan in Oklahoma. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Just great. What's on your mind?
I was listening to a podcast a few nights ago about the drug war. It was a very interesting show. And I wanted to just bring up a point that everybody seemed to miss. If legalization of drugs was possible, or if it did come true, the pharmacy companies could step in there and make these drugs possibly less addictive. It would give them the opportunity to expand and maybe make these drugs less addictive, less side effects, and the opportunities are...
Yeah, they could do that, or they could come up with, look at the cigarette industry. You've got the cigarettes on one side, and then all the patches and the gums and stuff like that.
Right, I know.
Out with all kinds of things.
I know. Nobody seemed to bring that up, and I just wanted to get my two cents in there and let you know what I was thinking. So
thanks for the observation tonight and the thoughts. Really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. By the way, need to talk about your website tonight, Dale. We haven't done that yet. You are a cartoonist by trade, and you are producing the first, but I believe now not the only one, but the first and probably most popular liberty-oriented cartoon in New Hampshire. And it's, of course, not just New Hampshire-based. It's just the subject matter is not New Hampshire-based. It's, in a lot of cases, international and national. And you touch on a lot of issues. I think the comedy is good, and it's worth looking at. The art is great. It's worth looking at. People should head over to anarchyinyourhead.com and take a look. They're published twice weekly, Wednesdays and Fridays.
I'm trying to do like a blog post every Monday. That's not really official, but I'm sort of trying to make that a really regular thing.
I've actually been holding on to one of your blog posts here as some show prep. We didn't get a chance to get to it tonight, so maybe we will here within the next day or so. And thanks for coming in here tonight. It's been here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.